It's been a few weeks since the big split between Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, and that has given commentator Gwen Macsai ample time to think about one of her favorite subjects, marriage.
Keeping a marriage together doesn't have to be all that complicated, but you have to be willing to do one thing, what everyone else does. First of all, gain some weight, for God's sakes. No one in a functional relationship looks like that. Have a hot dog with nitrites. Have another. Don't stop until you need a seatbelt extension. You want to know how this marriage thing is done? Walk into any Marie Callender's and belly up to the bacon bar. Pick the fattest couple there, sidle into their booth, and ask their advice. They'll give you an earful. Marriage isn't all that pretty, and you shouldn't be either. Next, you have to fight, and fight a lot. Hopefully in embarrassingly public places. Nitpick, henpeck, bicker, quibble, and spar. Perfect the art of withdrawing. Work on the silent treatment. Elevate the cold shoulder to an art form. Soulmate? Best friend? Please. Those roles are reserved for your dog, who only loves you unconditionally because he can't talk back. Don't have sex more often than you pay your taxes, just like the rest of the country. And then tell everyone. They'll be so relieved they're not the only ones. They'll love you for it. And then you'll get some of that best friend vibe you're always harping about. Have a baby. Then have a few more. That'll distract you from how disappointed you are in each other and how you never dreamed your life would end up like this. You'll be golden for years. Besides, nothing brings you together like joining forces against an adolescent. Unless, of course, you are one. Open yourself up to resentment. Resentment is your friend. Maybe it's the underwear on the floor marking its spot of removal for all of posterity, or maybe it's just a slacking jawline, but honey, resentment is the coal that fuels the marriage engine down the tracks. Get used to it. Besides, the more you regularly resent each other, the more you'll appreciate the few times when you don't. So get with the program. Get on board. Get like everyone else. Next time you want a vacation, forget the Seychelles. Try Branson. Visit the Wisconsin Dells and buy little ceramic figurines of angels and cherubs. Come down off the clouds and into a Walmart, the land of everything. And when you finally get there, along with everyone else, you'll realize that whatever they don't have there, baby, you don't need.
Gwen Macsai is married, the mother of three kids, and lives in Evanston, Illinois.